heed a certain call when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all.
Create a better world. I'm Bobby Elias, your host, with co-host Stefan Rudolph. And we have two great guests today to talk about stem cells. We'll introduce them in a minute, but let me go over a few little announcements about some things going on. First of all, with our discussion with the stem cells, we will be talking about what they are, give you a basic information, the importance of health and nutrition. And we'll do that in a few minutes as we start up. And at the end of the show, Stefan and I will review what we talked about and give our own little thoughts on that. But it's going to be the show for these two people. It's a great show, great information about stem cells. Everybody needs to learn about stem cells. All right, next week, our show will be about mushrooms. All right, also next week, we'll have some announcements on some new things going on with the government, with Trump, what people are doing, the protest movement, etc. We haven't done that for the last couple of weeks, but we'll pick it up again. Also, we have some information about, how you can evaluate health information online. That's one title. Another one is really super healthy eating, what the food production, how to shop locally, composting and recycling. We'll get into that. Some of these will be 1 or 2 or 3 minutes. Some of them will be longer. And we have a lot of great, great information for this show. This is why our show is being one of the best in the world. That's our goal. And according to some of our listeners, we've already met that goal. We have some most unique, best shows with the best guests, best information, breakthrough information on health, nutrition, body, mind, spirit, aging. Also answers to the questions of what's going on with this world, of the problems we have with climate change, GMOs, that means genetically engineered foods, and EMFs, that means wireless radiation. We talk about all these things and more. So stay tuned to us every Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. All right. Welcome to the show. First of all, Stefan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Bobby. Great to be on the show again. Let's create a better world. It's always awesome to have new guests on here talking about health and wellness. And I, as a life coach and a recovery coach, have been helping many out there. So it's great to be a part of Let's Create a Better World.
Yes, you have. And you're welcome to give your information at the end, because I know we've had a few listeners that have called me and you. Some of them have called us both, which is great. We love to help people. We don't charge normally unless they get into some long, drawn-out situation. But we like to help people in different ways. And we'll go over that at the very end of the show. But we have two guests today on the show, Robert Hill and Laura Bonilla. They're both stem cell experts. So I'll start it up by introducing first Robert Hill. He'll tell his story, and then we'll get to Laura. Robert, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Bobby. Thank you.
All right. First of all, tell us your story, how you got into all this, and go with that, please.
Well, I don't really consider myself a doctor, but I do consider myself a research scientist. I spent years performing mathematical analysis and programming for medical systems since pretty much the 1980s when I got into this. My biggest thing was I was born 2 months premature, and I've always had problems absorbing nutrients. And my grandfather taught me organic gardening, so I've always had organic produce being grown somewhere as long as I had access to it. And even then, I was still grossly underweight for about 30 years. I first became interested in alternative medicine when I injured my right wrist at the age of 12. Western medicine stitched me up and said I would lose the use of my right hand. And it just devastated me. I was in San Francisco and visiting Chinatown, and a Chinese doctor handed me some Chinese medicine balls. He said, just roll them around in my hand. Just keep doing it. They'll drop for the first 6 months, but keep doing it. And by the time I graduated from high school, I had full use of my right hand, and my finger dexterity went off the charts when I finished the test 15 seconds early. So I had full use of my right hand again by not listening to Western medicine.
And that got you into all this, right?
That got me into alternative medicine first.
Great. Go ahead.
And then again, in the 70s, I started noticing problems. I was pretty much a sugar addict from the whole childhood of Western diet, a lot of sugar, a lot of white flour, and it was taking me down even in the 70s. So I switched to become a vegetarian, and spent 6 years consuming pretty much legumes and grains for essential amino acids while learning about nutrition and how I can get it while avoiding what was going on in the farm supply even back then. And I really got into growing my own food and being very physically active, including 25-mile time trials on a 10-speed bicycle. I tried to do one of those every month. So I was very, very healthy until the 1980s when I got a desk job and I started my career as a software engineer. In the process, I got less and less physical activity as exposed more and more back into the Western diet. One of the things I learned in that process, I worked at Beckman Instruments for 4 years on an automated blood gas analyzer. What it does, it tells you what chemicals or enzymes either in your blood that shouldn't be or not in your blood that should be. And I was really surprised when just one single element or a compound missing in your diet can greatly imbalance the body and lead to weakness causing disease. Kind of like what I say when I do my gardening, tomatoes, if they don't get enough calcium, we get blossom end rot or blossom end scarring just because they don't have enough calcium. I believe the human body works the same way. And because of my challenges to absorb nutrients from my premature birth, organs weren't working correctly. I never really absorbed nutrients properly. I always had a shortage of something.
That's great.
Then I started noticing pain in my shoulders. And doctors said I had carpal tunnel syndrome that would require surgery. That was my introduction to chiropractic. After 6 visits, again, the carpal tunnel was gone without any pain pills or anything else along those lines or surgeries. And over the next 20 years, things like sciatic and neck pain and low back pain from too much sitting were taken care of by chiropractic.
Oh,
another form
good.
Of alternative medicine, if you will. Yes.
Great story, Robert. I love it. Okay, can you first tell us your version, and we'll go to the same questions, a few of them, with Laura Bonilla, who you met and you got involved with her. But first of all, what is your quick analysis of what are stem cells for our basic beginners that don't know much about stem cells?
So the human body contains all kinds of different cells. Most people know that. You have skin cells and bone cells and hair cells. But the stem cells are the most important because that's the cells that repair our body because they can become any other type of cell or another one of their own type of cell, another stem cell. According to the Mayo Clinic, stem cells are the body's raw material, cells from which all other stem cells and specialized functions are generated. And the part of the quote I like the most, under the right conditions in the body, which I prefer, or in the laboratory, which Western medicine prefers, stem cells divide to form more cells called daughter cells. And these cells can become more stem cells, which is self-renewal, or specialized cells called differentiation, which is where they become blood cells or brain cells, heart muscle, or bone. No other cell in the human body has this natural ability to generate new types of cells. That's why they have such great promise for new medical treatment.
That's great. Yeah, okay, let's tell our listeners more about health, because most people here want to know what can they do for our listeners, for the average person. What are the benefits of themselves, health-wise?
Well, I would say that the main benefit is the fact that stem cells are the cells that naturally repair the body. And if you feed them properly, they can lead to better health. There are other techniques where the stem cells are taken from one part of your body, extracted, and then grown in a lab to reinsert into your body or concentrated in some way to go into your body. That's where my doctors were telling me that I was heading in 2014, that I would need knee replacement and hip replacement or stem cell therapy, which is very expensive, $3,000 to $5,000 per joint. And I had 6 joints to cover. So that was looking at a major cost hit. Where with nutrition, I liken it to, like, if you're going to build your muscles, you're not going to go to a doctor and inject muscle cells. You're going to go to the gym, eat more protein, and build your muscles. To heal your body, it's important to cleanse your body of toxins. I learned that one too. And then feed the stem cells and the rest of your body as healthy as possible to reverse the onset of disease or reverse the symptoms of current disease. In my case, osteoarthritis went away after 5 years of deteriorating health. 2 years after taking stem cell supplements, I no longer have arthritis and my cartilage is growing back. I even recently learned about bone broth, so I'm adding that to my diet.
That's great. Wow. You got a great story and a lot of information. But Robert, how did you meet Laura And what got you into, I believe she had something to do with really getting you into even deeper work and research on stem cells. Tell us that little story, and then we'll get to Laura in just a minute.
Well, Laura and I first met when I was applying for a position at a company. She was what's called a project lead. I was a software engineer contract. So I was doing contract programming. She recognized my talents and had me work overtime, like 60 hours a week, because I could handle the job. And we separated our ways. A few years later, she came back into my life through an unusual situation. I was going to a garage sale. I loved going to garage sales to repurpose and recycle things that otherwise might get thrown away. The woman there said she felt I needed to meet this person. She went in and got a newspaper, showed me the picture. I saw Laura's hair first. I said, I know this woman. And since then, we've worked together. She helped me with some emotional work. Like she said, she does spiritual, emotional work. I had her for some sessions. Then we parted ways again a little bit and came back together. She saw me struggling and gave me a bottle of supplements that pretty much turned my health around.
She does all sorts of things. Tell us, before we introduce her, tell us all the different things that you know of what she does health-wise.
Health-wise, I know she's a vegetarian. She does hypnotherapy, Reiki, other modalities of healing, helping others heal on their emotional level and not physical level as well. She studied nutrition for many, many years. She's pretty healthy as far as I know. Also, very spiritual. I don't know beyond that.
Wow, this is great. No, she's an all-around healer and spiritualist, and I love that. So let me get to her, and then we'll have you back, and you can butt in anytime you want, but basically I want to get to Laura for a while, and then our co-host, Stefan Rudolph, is listening. For those of you listeners that just came in, I'm Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World. Our co-host is Stefan Rudolph, and we have two guests, Robert Hill and Laura Bonilla, who are going to tell us about stem cells, why they're important. And I have a clipping here that I will, once you, Laura gives her information about herself, I have a question by a new clipping that I just got about stem cells, about some how they started and what's going on. By the way, somebody's shuffling some papers, so if you could keep it a little quiet, it'd be great. But anyway, Laura, ¿cómo estás? Laura speaks Spanish, but she speaks English too, of course. She's all around healer. Thank you for being on the show, Laura. How are you?
Hi, great. How are you? Thank you for having us here. It's very exciting. Oh my gosh, I love your show. It's so holistic.
Thank you. Well, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about how you got into this, and then we'll start asking questions about stem cells.
Well, after working in corporate for many, many years, more than 20 years, I became in management. I was in information technology. I decided that I wanted to do something more fulfilling, and so I switched careers, and I became a spiritual life coach, like Robert said. And that I did that, I still do, but I did it for over 12, 14 years full time. And then I was introduced I think everything happens for a reason. For amazing lady that I met, she's my business partner. We became business partners, and we own this company that is about stem cell nutrition. I'm very passionate about it. I'm very strict vegetarian. I love the environment, the planet. So I'm very aligned with what you teach, Bob and Steph. Yeah,
I can see that. That's why I told you, Laura. I wanted to meet you and Robert. I've already met Robert a couple times at one of the big health shows here in the Southern California area where we live. And I want to meet you, and I've invited you to a couple events coming up in the next few weeks and months. And we'll get together and talk, because we have a lot to say. I know that you're Latina, and one of the mm-hmm. goals of Progressive Radio Network and Gary Null, the owner of the station, we need to teach more people, Latinos, Blacks, Muslims, Middle Eastern people, all kinds of people of color, women, children, seniors, disabled people, veterans. There are so many people that are left out of the box, and because of the new administration and what's going on politically, there are more and more things happening, and people are waking up, and I'm excited about it. So I definitely want to meet you, Laura. Thank you for that mm-hmm. coming to the show. But let's talk about give your version of what are stem cells and then just go on with that for 5 or 10 minutes, anything you want to say about them. And we want to teach our listeners, but start with the basic, so our listeners that don't know anything about them can learn.
Okay, well, the very simplistic way that I explain stem cells, Robert did a great job explaining them. The way that I explain it very simply is stem cells is our repair system in the body. In theory, this is very interesting. Just think about it. Okay, we have our stem cells are the ones who are going to go anywhere in the body and repair whatever is wrong in the body. Stem cells normally live in clusters, like in little groups. Imagine just clusters of these little cells that are the mother cells. That's how they're called in Spanish, mother cells, because they're the original, you know, cell where the whole entire body became, you know, all the organs, all the bones, the blood, everything is made of cells. And everything came from these particular type of cells, that is the stem cells. So they live in clusters. They live in different parts of the body, but they are in the bone marrow is where, you know, people normally know that they live. So when there's something, let's talk about diabetes, which is an epidemic, even for kids, even many Hispanic kids, you were mentioning other races and ethnic groups, and it's horrible. So in theory, okay, the stem cells, and I'm going to explain why I keep saying in theory, okay, the stem cells live in clusters, so they're in the bone marrow, for example, and so somebody who has diabetes, what's the problem? The pancreas, the organ, right? Okay, so when the pancreas knows, oh my gosh, I need help, so it calls, it goes to the brain sends the message to the stem cells that are in the bone marrow going, help, help, we need help in the pancreas, please, you know, stem cells, go there. So the stem cells travel through the bloodstream, okay, they're supposed to go to answer that call, right? They go to the pancreas and they regenerate whatever is wrong in the pancreas, right? So that is what should happen, okay? That is the mission of the stem cells. The same with the bones, if there's an issue with cartilage, right, arthritis, any immune condition, rheumatoid arthritis, for example, lupus, Alzheimer's, anything, the body has the ability to heal itself, and it's the stem cells, the key to that healing.
Wow, that's great. Let me just reintroduce you, Laura. This is Laura. In Spanish, it's Laura. Bonilla, she is a healer of all sorts, all around. But she's been in the stem cell industry quite a bit, has her own company. And there's a lot of big things going on with stem cells. And I'm going to read a clipping in a minute. But this is Let's Create a Better World, our show. And Stefan Rudolph is with me. We're helping tape this show. We're going to send it to New York to the studio so they can put it on at 4 o'clock. Many of you are already listening to it right now, but we're doing this ahead of time. And so, Stefan, you're welcome to butt in anytime you have anything to say. But at the end, we're definitely going to, you and I are going to go over some of this stuff. But let me read you a clipping, Laura, and I want to see what you think of it. It's about stem cells. Find it here. Here's the headline. Stem cell therapy costs $15,000 and may not work. But the story goes on to say that no longer, this was when stem cells first came out. Doctors were charging lots of money to people to pay to get healing for different things that they had wrong with them. And at the time also, many times it did not work well, but they've refined it. They found out what was wrong and they're doing it better now. Tell us, give us more in depth on what I just said, Laura, please.
Well, let me start with saying it's crazy. No, that is the medical side, right? I'm in the holistic and the alternative, right? Mm-hmm. I believe in nutrition. I believe that the body has the ability to heal itself if we give it the right nutrients. Robert was talking about it. It's all about giving it the right nutrients, right? It's about knowing what our body needs, not what the mind wants, but what the body needs. Big difference, right? So the in the medical community, that's what has, you know, it has evolved, but it's still very experimental, still very expensive, and very and still temporary. Okay, but there's a different way. There's the metaphysical way, the alternative way, which is through nutrition. So the great news is that there is now the ability of stem cells to do all the repairing without having to be to do invasive therapy, because that is all treatments that are very invasive and it's not perfect. You have to sign waivers that say, you know, you can die here, or, you know, we don't know what we're doing really. It's not totally proven methods at all. It's very still in the beginning stages, but it's invasive and it's not natural. Okay, the body has the ability to heal, and it's through nutrition. So there's nutrients that we have found that if they're together, they work in formulas like what we have, that is works in synergy, and it goes and it feeds your stem cells. So I was talking about it, about the theory, right, that how stem cells are supposed to work. Why is that they don't work? Why, if stem cells are supposed to be able to go anywhere in the body and repair the pancreas, repair the heart, repair the cartilage in the knees, why is that that doesn't happen? It doesn't happen because of the lack of nutrients to that stem cells. And also hugely important is the toxicity in our bodies. Those two things, you know, are still years away from the medical community because they don't study nutrition very much. So we follow, I've studied with doctors that are medical doctors, but they have converted to nutrition, to the alternative ways, you know, to the natural ways of the body.
More and more doctors are doing that, Laura. I remember a study they did about 4 years ago said that 25% of medical doctors, MDs, are starting to do a few more telling people eat better, eat more fruits, vegetables, exercise, whereas 10, 20 years ago, they didn't say a word because they didn't know anything. They're not trained in nutrition. So and now the number is 40% of all doctors are telling people a few more health conscious tips on what to do. So the world is changing fast.
I know. It's so exciting. 20 years ago, I would go, I don't go to doctors except for having physicals, you know, diagnosing. They do a good job at that. But I remember going and testing the doctor 20 years ago on a physical, going, so you think I should supplement my diet? Oh, no, you don't need supplements. Oh, no, no. The beauty, you know, and I was just laughing because, yes, we need supplementation. Now, it's so exciting, you know, to hear that it's 40% doctors that are converting to understanding holistically the body, that is not, you know, going just and giving you medicine for diabetes or giving you medicine for Alzheimer's. It's to understand that it's an entire system that works together and that it has the ability to heal. If we give it the right nutrients to feed the stem cells, and if we give the body a clean environment, that is critical.
Right.
Excellent. And ironically, really, Bobby, this is Stefan Rudolph, and Bobby, I wanted to add into Laura talking about that there. I used to be in pharmaceutical sales 15 years ago, and we're selling the drugs, you know, that I believed in at the time. We're helping people, and some of them do, of course, but most of it, that when I sold antidepressants and acid reflux medication, everything that I went through personally later in life is what I healed with holistically in life through acid reflux, through depression, through, you know, just changing my diet, and I didn't need the medication. So that's a great point that you make there is, you know, we can be our own doctor when it comes to what we're eating and how we fuel ourselves, right?
That's correct. And then, you know, the cleansing the body, the detoxifying the body is a process that people think, oh no, you know, my liver is fine, I don't need, we have, you know, I believe in those type of supplements to clean the liver, to clean the intestines, especially those two are huge organs. And it's the pollution in the air, it's the water that we drink, and it's all the food. You know, people, when I became vegetarian over 20 years ago, I thought I was, you know, pretty good. But then I realized, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Years later, I realized that soy is not healthy to eating, you know, hamburgers that are soy burgers, but it's just, oh, it tastes like meat. All that stuff of taste like something else, it's chemicals. No, so
yep, that's right.
It's been a process, but yes, it's very important to clean certain organs. That's what we have found. So not only to feed the stem cells, but remember the stem cells travel through the bloodstream. We need to keep the blood clean. And how do we keep the blood clean? It's the liver, the organ that is in charge of cleaning, filtering that blood. It filters more than 100 gallons per day. And it just recycles the blood through the liver. Many people cannot lose weight. That's an epidemic also. The fat, there's toxicity. So if the liver is clean, then the liver is able to process the fat. The liver is the organ that is in charge of that also. So very important, the intestines, for example, you know, that's where we absorb nutrients. And if the intestines are clogged, because we eat a lot of carbs, right, breads, I'm coming from Hispanic culture, I'm originally from Costa Rica, and, you know, we eat a lot of corn and a lot of breads and a lot of rice, and all of that is a lot of stuff that gets stuck in your intestines, especially because right, we're not taught to eat greens, raw vegetables. It's boring when you're a child, you know, because you're not trained the right way, or it's just salads that are not even very very nutritious, you know, like the cheap lettuce. But as we learn to appreciate what the body needs, then we can train the mind to love that what the body needs. I have trained my mind to love what is good for my body.
And Laura, that sounds like Bobby, I have a question too, because when you changed into a vegetarian and you transitioned, how was that with family and friends? I'm sure they were used to carbohydrates still, and did they look at you differently, or how did that transition for you?
Oh, good, yes, you're the weird one, right? You're the, yeah, that, you know, you're the crazy one.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it takes confidence in yourself, right? Self-esteem, self-love, to stand your ground, right? To respect people, because I believe that we need to respect people's choices. So I was very careful to not judge others for continuing to eat meat. But you know, my reason for becoming vegetarian at the beginning wasn't health, was the right of animals. It was the love for animals. You know, I own roosters and hens. They're my pets, they're my babies, I adore them.
Oh, beautiful.
I have, you know, a lot of pets, but so I love animals, and that was first, but I have to also know that people are not in my same, you know, mind, with my same thought process, and that I need to respect that. So it was and then I was in Texas back then, so that was really hard. You know, where do you go to eat out where there were vegetarian alternatives? Very few.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
so right. Yeah, it's a good question for anybody who goes through that process, is to just know that, you know, to just not pay attention to what people say. It's very easy nowadays to be vegetarian. There's soups, there's beautiful, delicious salads everywhere in most places.
A lot of good things all over the place. You're right. And the world is changing more and more and more. That was a good question, mm-hmm. Stefan. And for our listeners, this is Laura Bonilla that's speaking to you. Really all-around healer of all sorts, spiritual, nutrition, Reiki, name it. She's done a lot of things. Life coach. And Robert Hill is on the line too. He started the show beginning, giving us some real orientation of stem cells. So, and at the end of the show, Stefan, if you could look at the clock, I don't know how you, if you're timing this, because we're doing a recording. And we're sending this to New York, which is by now.
Yeah, we're okay. We still have about 20 minutes here.
Good, good.
I want to, all right. You know what I want? I would love to talk about Robert a little bit. I want to tell you that when Robert, we've done work, like he said, together for a long time. When Robert was in such pain, but he would not even tell me that he was in pain. You know, he doesn't do that. He just keeps it, right? But he was in pain with arthritis, very advanced arthritis, like he was mentioning. It was everywhere in his body, his knees. He couldn't bend. It got to a point where he was not good physically. He was losing a lot of weight. You know, he became underweight. His friends were very concerned about Robert. And when I offered a bottle of the stem cells, nutrients, the supplements, I gave it to him and he trusted me and he started taking them. And throughout the time, as he took the supplements and then we also have supplements to detox the liver and to clean the liver and to maintain the intestines clean. When he went through that process, he's been like a study case for us. It's so amazing to see what has happened to Robert. His gum disease went away over time to a point where he, listen to this, his dentist told him that he could not look into these supplements because he would go out of business because people would not have issues with their teeth. Robert's skin totally changed. He gained the weight that he needed to gain. His hair, we have before and after pictures of his hair. His hair became healthy and fuller. He tells us that his hairstylist, you know, mentioned that. His vision improved. But it's the stem cells. So it's not the supplement, it's the stem cells. You know, the supplement has the synergy of all the nutrients that they need, but it's not that the supplement have stem cells, right? The point here is the wonderful work, the healing work that the stem cells do in our bodies. It's precious. They go to the eyes, it's an organ, they go to the to wherever, to the cartilages that he needed, to the gums, everywhere. It's been a beautiful process to the skin. You know, your skin is your biggest organ in your body. People don't realize that when they have skin issues, what do? They go to a dermatologist. Dermatologist gives you medicine and creams you put on top of your skin. You're covering your pores even more, making things worse. And mostly, right, the conditions of your skin is an organ, is trying to eliminate from a very overloaded liver. So if your liver is overloaded, not clean, then it's going to try to come through the skin out. And so that very interesting, you know, when you get into understanding your body and understanding how nutrition, how your stem cells work.
Right. And Laura, I'm sure you'll agree, people that have problems with their liver, they need to cleanse it. They need to cleanse their colon. They need to cleanse their kidneys, their everything. At least, you know, some people cleanse two or three times a year. One time will be the liver, another time will be the colon, another time will be something else. And I'm sure you agree with that.
Well, totally, totally agree. My grandmother, who lived to be 100 years old, she, from Costa Rica, right? She healed her kidneys by taking one herb. When the doctors told her at 80 some years old that she needed a transplant of the kidneys, because they were shutting down, she went home, she started preparing this little herb called uva urzi, and in a week her kidneys were back to normal.
Wow. Yeah. And where you're from, Costa Rica, I know, I've been there. They're very much into education, into health. They don't belong to the right or the left politically. It's a great, great country, maybe the most advanced country in the Americas and Latin America. And Laura, let me also get Robert Hill to finish up and say a few things, and you can say for a minute or two. Each of you take a minute or two to give our last minute thoughts to our listeners, and then Stefan and I are going to take over from there. And also, we're going to give your contact information. So to do it all at once or one at a time. Robert, your information and your last minute thoughts.
Well, like Laura said, up until the point I started taking the supplements for stem cells, my health was deteriorating rapidly. At times, I even felt like committing suicide because I was in pain 24/7. All Western medicine had to offer was surgery, joint replacement, or something along those lines. And today, I have no joint swelling of any kind. The pain is completely gone. I'm growing back cartilage at 69 years old, and I feel like I'm in my 40s. I got to be careful because sometimes I feel like I'm in my 40s. And a lot of people say I look like I'm definitely not over 60. Like Laura said, my gum disease reversed. I lost all my teeth before I was 40 on the uppers because of gum disease. I wish I would have discovered this sooner. I've not had bleeding gums now for 2 years. But the biggest thing of all, I worked at Beckman Instruments. So when I go to my annual physical, I know what to ask for. So I asked for a complete chemistry panel. Today it's 36 chemistries. Back then it was 16. Everything came back showing no problems. Everything normal for a 50-year-old. This is when I was 68. Mm-hmm. Before that, they always came back bad. There's always something wrong because I wasn't getting nutrition. I even made the joke, my backyard is organic garden, so I have a 50-50 diet. I have a balanced diet. Half is from my backyard. Super healthy, organically raised, greens, everything. The other half, whatever I feel like eating. That's what got me sick. But the biggest of all, I'm seeing scar tissue regrow into healthy cells on my wrist and finger that I cut when I was 12 years old.
You know, it's a pleasure to talk to both of you. You both got great, great stories and information, and we're going to stay in touch with all each other, including Stefan and I. But your contact information, Robert, and then I'll get to Laura's last minute thoughts and contact information.
Okay, the website is www.roberthill.stemfoods.com. So it's essentially roberthill.stemfoods.com.
Good, great. And you want to give a number or email or anything else real quick because we got to let this show up.
The email would be hillrobert 314@gmail.com.
In other words, hillrobert314@gmail. Good. All right. Very good. Thank you. And
Thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome. Laura, can you give us your last minute thoughts and then your contact information, please?
I just want to tell everybody who is listening to remember that health is not just physical, it's mental and spiritually. Try to smile every morning, try to have positive thoughts, and you're going to attract really good things in your life.
Beautiful.
You guys can contact us at our main number is 909-458-0251.
0251, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the website is Robert. We can use Robert's. It's Robert Hill. RobertHill.stemfoods.com. And again, I want to make sure that I'm giving the right phone number. It's 909-458-0251.
And for the listeners, stem cells is spelled STEM as in mother. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Both of you have been great. We're going to, Stefan and I have to do something as we wrap this up, but I want to stay in touch with both of you. And Laura, I'm going to call you both, Laura and Robert, to invite you to some health get-togethers that I'm involved with, and I want to hear anything you want to talk to me about as far as working with me in the future, whether it's radio or anything else. You both are super great people, and I'm really honored to have met you and have you on the show. Thank you both.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Robbie. Keep me in mind when you do anything about organic gardening, because I have a lot
We'll talk about that when we talk next. No problem. And all right, thank you again, and I'm going to move on to Stefan. Hey, Stefan, What did you think of the show? Give us your last minute thoughts on that.
Yeah, that was great, Bobby. I really love it that what they have to say and what they're doing for people too, both Laura and Robert, and their lifestyle, their stories. You know, we all have that. And what I've been through, as you know, from our listeners probably have heard before, but it's always, you know, intriguing and enlightening to hear not just my story, but when any related story, when people turn their life around by changing their diet, their lifestyle, what they're eating, what they're drinking, you know, everything that I was into in the restaurant and bar industry, from drinking alcohol and partying, escaping, you know, just trying not to be a part of life, trying to escape from life. And that's really what hurt me in the end, was the escape was it was a highway to hell, so to speak, of just trying to drink whatever, eat whatever, and not worried about my health until about 40 years old, when, you know, after DUI problems and drinking, my health started deteriorating, and I started getting kidney problems, liver problems, you know, bloating. I still didn't want to blame it on alcohol, but it was just to hear their story and what they've gone through and what Robert's been through to reverse everything like he has is amazing. And I know our listeners are out there definitely fired up to hear that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. If you look at the, because I lost track of the, we did this.
Oh yeah, we still actually have about 10 minutes. I'll let you know, because we can talk a little bit more about.
Right, we do want to finish. We want to finish up at about 3 or 4 minutes before the hour, so the music can come on. So from that, you're saying we got about 6 minutes.
Ten minutes total. We have about 10 minutes total.
Totally, yeah, right. So we better wind it up in about 5 minutes or so we can put the music on and we finish up. But yeah, my thoughts on the show. Like you said, I think you covered it really well. They're both really great. They both have great stories of everything they've been through, how they changed their own lives. These are the stories that we're trying to get listeners. All you people that are listening to the show, listen to how they changed their life. Listen to how Stefan and my story. I haven't even told you mine for a while, but we've all had gone through hell and problems and growing up and getting sick and not knowing what to do. But somewhere we turned the corner. We read a book. We went to a meeting, someone talked to us, and we changed our whole ways. Everybody needs a mentor or somebody to give them a little insight and to push them to the next direction. And so Stefan and I have been through that, and our two guests have been through that. So I'm trying to tell our listeners, Stefan, that we need them to also take the reins by the horn. I mean, take the horse by the reins and get in the right direction of health. Like he said, the way you not only a vegan lifestyle, a vegetarian lifestyle, or at least a healthy lifestyle, more fruits, vegetables, more juices, more soups, more beans, more whole grains, but and stay away from junk, stay away from sugar, stay away from candy, stay away from white processed foods, stay away from alcohol, cigarettes, junk, and all these processed foods are and genetically engineered foods. We got to watch out for that too. So there's a lot we can do, and Stefan's doing it. I'm doing it. Our two guests today did it. So now, our listeners, it's your turn to do that. If you haven't done it, do it. Even if you're already doing it, do it better. My goal every day is to get better than I was the day before. Yes, that's the way I think, and that's the way I work it. And guess what? It works. Pretty good idea, huh, Stefan?
Yeah, and I'd like to add, too, because I've had relatives and friends and people that have problems with skin rash problems, eczema, everything that is related that's going on in our body. We really have to go back to the root cause and pay attention to what we're eating. So to our listeners out there, if you have things going on that something comes up, an outbreak or a rash especially, and you're not really sure, you best thing to do is to diet journal, to journal your diet and see what you're eating and what's coming up. Even if you don't feel well, you feel depressed, you feel down, you got to pay attention. I have a friend, for example, who has just brought up the fact about cheese and carbohydrates and how she needs to change her diet, but it's really tough. And it's been a part of her life for years, but she realizes that this is something that is causing her to be bloating, to have problems. And she drinks milk in the morning, eats cereal, you know, carbohydrates, and she just thinks milk is good. And she's realizing now that for what she's been doing and the problem she's having, it's all related, right?
Right. And, you know, milk is a lactose. That's not good. That causes phlegm. And 1 out of 3 Americans have a phlegm problem. They're too much milk or cheese or dairy products, and that is not good. So cut back on those or get rid of them all. I don't take one bit of that. Anyway, let me have to show up here and give our listeners, this is Stefan Rudolph, our co-host with me. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. The archives number. I want to have people, they finally put some new archives on, and they're going to put more on for various reasons that are not our fault and not the station's fault. We've been behind on the archives. So there's some new ones on there, and you can hear our personal show archives on your phone. You have five buttons to press, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, five different shows. So here's the number. Take it down, area 701-719-0994. And here's my own personal phone number, 323-770-1925. Stefani, did you give your contact information? If you want to do it now, real quick.
Yeah, that'd be great. If people are looking to get out there and get healthy and any type of transformation you're looking for in life, I'm a life coach, a recovery coach. I also help people with health and wellness. So anybody out there that has questions, feel free to contact me directly. It's under Stefan Rudolph. And my website is Click for Growth. That's click, the number 4growth.com. clickforgrowth.com. You'll see a lot of great interviews, podcast interviews, health and wellness topics. And my direct phone number is 760-215-2337. And especially excited about a new program I have going here with a friend of mine, Karen, who has a company called Recovery Inc. And she does marketing and also does the magazines for recovery clinics. So we just started talking here the past week, and that can definitely help people that are into recovery. So anybody that has questions on that, definitely give me a call, and we'll look forward to speaking with you.
Good, good. Okay, let me finish up here. We the next few weeks, we're going to have shows with some real progressive ideas on what's going on. Our next week's show is about mushrooms and the power of mushrooms and how they're important. We've got one of the best experts in the world on that next week, right here on Progressive Radio Network, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays. And also, more announcements. We are going to have more on the protest movement, on Trump, what's going on. We're going to have more on some new breakthrough health things that are going on around the world. We're studying all that and getting ready for it. Also, let me say thank you to all the people that are behind this show. First of all, Jesse, our PRN director, who only a few weeks ago announced that this station, Progressive Radio Network, is number one in the world for people that listen to the station. Number one for Gary Null's show, which is on 5 days a week. Number one for social media. And this show is booming. It's growing fast, and I'm excited to be a part of it. Okay, so I want to thank our engineer, Kelsey. I want to thank our producers in Los Angeles, Greg, Stewart, Lydia. Thank you, all of you doing a good job. I want to thank Stefan, our co-host who's on right now. I want to thank our two guests, Robert Hill and Laura Bonilla, experts on stem cells. And I want to thank you, the listeners. Are we wrapped up our time, Stefan, or we have another minute or two?
We have about two more minutes, yeah.
Okay, anything else you want to say real quick? You take a minute, I'll take a minute.
Oh, really? It's inspiring to hear the stories of others. And I'm also going to an AA meeting tonight, for example, to speak about my story, about how I've helped others. And it's not just in alcohol and recovery, but I see a big part of addiction is in the foods that we eat and the lifestyles that we lead. Even if you're not drinking or not eating, there seems to always be something in our life that becomes an addictive habit of ours and can lead to a negative lifestyle, whether it's obesity, gaining weight, or something, maybe you're not sleeping right. You know, just be aware and be the main fact is to be consciously aware that what we eat is what we fuel ourselves with, is how we run our engine. Just like you would not put water in a car, an automobile. You know, we shouldn't put gasoline or alcohol in our body, but we also shouldn't put toxins in our body because it will not be running right. So just be consciously aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Good. And Stefan, more and more there's diabetes, obesity, heart disease, strokes, cancer. They're all growing because Americans don't eat right. They don't live right. They do a lot of things wrong. And that's what this show's all about. So listen, thank you, Stefan. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And we'll hope to see you, hear from you next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. Let's create a better world.
comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the children, we are the ones who make a better day, so let's start giving. There's a choice we're making.
Make a brighter day, so let's start giving.